Welcome to Battle Pets with Aludra and Kephis. This is episode 7. I'm Aludra. I've been hearing how awesome I am. And with me is Kephis, your friendly neighborhood monk.
Slow down.
Wow, so it's official change, huh? Paladin to monk.
Yep. If you listen to the latest episode of Mod Minute, episode 49, you will have heard my transition. Kephis isn't even level 90 yet. He's still sitting at 85. I have leveled up a monk from 1 to 90, and that is now my main, so...
Oh my gosh, that is... Yeah, I watched you do it. It was insane. It was like, yep, thought I'd knock out Northrend in 3 hours. No big deal. And, right. Oh man, I'm sitting there going, my monk's level 13.
I've never played a class that actually gave me an adrenaline rush. I could level up another one right now. It's like Hunters from the beginning for me, all over again. It's
wow.
Oh my god, I love it. And I'm looking forward to raiding and getting into this thing, because it's definitely taken my heart. So, yep, I'm a monk.
That is so freaking awesome. Yay! Let's hear the crowd.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm bowing. You can all see it.
Yes, I can. I can actually see it. You got to be careful. You're going to knock your head in your mic. Oh, no!
Yeah.
Nothing that exciting for me. I have been just playing Aludra and loving her. She's, like I mentioned, I may have mentioned, I may not have, doesn't matter. She's a panda, and I love her from her cute hair down to her cute little panda toes, which you always see because they don't have proper shoes, which is awesome because proper shoes would look weird.
Wait a minute. Nothing that exciting for you. Didn't you just ding... Like, in real life? Like,
game? Well, I was talking in-game. But yes, I just had my birthday, and it was awesome, and I got a million well wishes, and it made my day so much better. So if you took the time out to tweet me or whisper me in-game, thank you so very much. And if you didn't, don't worry about it. It's cool. We can still be friends.
Right? But you know, your best birthday present is going to be chilling with me doing episode 7 of... Battle Pets.
Oh, yeah, man. I've been looking forward to this part all day. All day long. It's like, oh, yeah, gifts. Yeah, but I'm recording Battle Pets. Oh, cake? Yeah, well, okay. Well, cake's good. I'm sorry. You didn't outrank cake. But cake is gone, but the podcast will live on forever.
In our hearts.
In our hearts, yes.
And on iTunes.
And on iTunes and on the Internet Archive.
Yeah.
But in game, I hit 90 and I'm doing Tiller's quest. I'm trying to get my Order of the Cloud Serpents rep up because they have that baby Chinese dragon you can get, or at least according to the NPC, and I'm taking her at her word. And I'm going to get a baby dragon and it's going to be awesome. And then I'm going to battle with him and he's going to be like, Aludra, I love you. And I'm going to be like, yeah, I know. I'm the best trainer ever.
I want to get one too and name him Little Shenron.
Oh, really? I don't know what I'm going to name mine yet, but it's just awesome. All right, so that's enough about us. We have a show, and it is a great show because pet battles and stuff are coming into their stride. There have been hot fixes. There have been cool stuff. So let's just hit it all in the news.
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
The cost of pet battle training has been dropped from 100 gold to 10 gold. Mumper, via Twitter, said that they still don't want WoW's newest players involved in pet battles, but they thought that the high threshold would be overkill, and it kind of was.
People are asking me, is Blizzard going to refund our money? And I look at them and I go, when has Blizzard ever refunded our money?
Yeah. It's only 90 gold, folks.
Yeah, that is a lot. That is a lot to some people, and I understand that. I get it. I feel your pain. But at the same time, this is kind of the price we pay for being early adopters. We were the ones who proved that it was too high, and so we're allowing other people to not bear the same burdens as us. Yes, it's rough. Yes, it's not fair. They could probably tell who bought it when. I don't know. I don't know what data they keep. But it's just kind of part of the price you pay for being an early adopter, and it's brave pioneers like us who prove and set the trail for everybody to follow. So I'm excited. I don't care. You can keep my 90 gold, Blizzard. We're still cool.
So the odds of you making a bunch of gold early on, if you're a new player, you know, probably not so much. So you're probably going to be like level 30 before you even get 10 gold. So it's still going to take you a long time. Unless you've been around for a long time and you have a lot of gold.
But if you've been around a long time, this barrier to entry doesn't apply to you. It doesn't matter if this is like your 50th alt.
Exactly. Yeah. It's still a barrier to entry to new players. That's the point. And 100 gold was a lot, so.
Mm-hmm. Pet rarity upgrades are coming in 5.1. There are no details out yet, but this is something that Blizzard has announced in the works. This means that if you have a green pet, such as your Perky Pug, and you love him, and you miss him, because you can't battle with him, because PvP players will own your face, they are implementing a way for you to bring him up to blue rarity level. Now, I don't know if this is going to go beyond blue to purple or even legendary.
Legendary.
But if it takes things from greens to blue, that's enough for me right now. I am so excited about that because now I can catch greens and move on from zones that I don't want to be in anymore.
Sure. Now, Aludra knows this, but I was in gunslinger mode a few days ago. This episode was going to involve me. I don't want to say raging. I don't want to say complaining. I don't want to say QQing, but it kind of was where it was going to be me saying, look, I have a Perky Pug. He's green. Why is he not blue? Because now if I can't have a blue everything, then why am I going to want to use anything that's not blue? Well, now you can have a blue everything. So no more QQ.
People want to play with the pets that they want to play with. People have attachments to different pets for different reasons. And I am all for that. I salute you guys for, you know, I talked to one guy once. He loved his cockroach. I thought it was odd, but apparently, every tune he ever rolls, he runs out and buys a cockroach immediately. It's just a sentimental in-game thing to him. Well, the Undercity cockroach, it's a green. Which means if he had a team of cockroaches, well, not only would he be imbalanced, but he wouldn't have a chance in PvP. And that's not fair. He should be able to have his chance at PvP and play with the team he wants. Thank you, Blizzard, for understanding that about us and saying that there is something coming to allow us to upgrade.
It's something more fun, because now I can go catch whatever and level it up and power it up to the blue status or whatever the top status is. And that also takes away the need to use mods like Pet Quality Notifier and sit there and do all that over and over and over again. Because,
well, it depends. It's going to depend on how much work is going to go into raising rarity levels.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It might be as simple as pay a vendor, but it might be as complicated as jump through all these hoops. We don't know. Now, you still want to save yourself some time. I mean, there are other things to do in WoW besides pet battle. It shouldn't be the end-all be-all, and if you feel like it is, you're not going to want to do it. So hopefully they strike a good balance with this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Twitter has been abuzz with bugs. It seems there are two major ones floating around. The first is your crate's not updating when you get the achievement going to need more traps, where you need to catch like 50 pets. There's a thread to check in at. We'll have this thread in the show notes.
They hotfixed it to the best they could, but there are still quite a few members out there who are still affected, and I'm one of them. Yay, me! Ah, early adopter syndrome, right, guys? So, my crates are still the normal crate, even though I've captured 50 pets. And I'm like this close to getting 250 unique pets. And I still don't have the updated crates.
I haven't caught 50 yet. I'm very close. We'll find out if I get the updated crate when I catch 50. I think I'm at like 45 or something like that. So
the second big bug going around is that your daily quests are not resetting when it comes to the pet battles. Taming Kalimdor, it turns out, is Horde only. And taming Eastern Kingdoms is Alliance only. That's not cool. What, the Alliance are only in the Eastern Kingdoms now? Gosh. This change was done via a hotfix, so the UI in-game will not update in 5.1 according to the Blues, which is why you may see completion swap between the two. Not to worry, though. The data is all there, and it will be resolved in 5.1, so it looks like these bugs are a bit bigger than they anticipated.
Yeah, you know, no whole new system, whole new set of bugs, whole new set of changes needed. All kinds of crazy stuff. So
yeah, this system has gone very, very smoothly considering all things. I mean, this was a lot of code to add to the game.
This is a whole new system, man. I mean, this arguably could be a game itself. Like, you know, make money. They could make money just doing a pet battle game because they do such a good job at it, you know.
Yeah, it was really well done. That's why it's so much fun.
Yep, it's very good. If Blizzard made a game out of this, it'd be better than other games that are like this, if you know what I mean.
I think I understand what you are implying, sir.
Yeah, I love this one.
Well, why don't we just jump on to the next segment then? Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. Dun-dun-dun.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
All right, so boss battles. This week we're focusing on the quest to get your pets through to the dailies. All right, guys, so here's the scene. You're heading for your next battle. You don't know what's in store for you. You have your pets. You don't even know what level this tamer is because none of the quest text is telling you. What do you do? Well, it's actually pretty simple. Hanging out next to the tamer are all their pets. Not some of them that might be coming up, not a little bit, all of them. All three pets that they're going to battle you with, or two in the lower levels, are hanging out, flying around, doing their little thing right next to the tamer. All you have to do is click on one and you can see their level and what they are. Oh my gosh, this is so cool. This is so handy.
First off, I like that because you were totally like, what's the deal with these pet tamers?
I really didn't mean to be like that.
It was awesome. But yeah, actually, my friend Tatsuki's pointed this out to me because he's like, oh, yo, you can just kind of look. The pets are right there, man. I'm like, oh, well, you're telling me this, so
yeah.
I missed everything. But this is very handy because, you know, you're like, all right, who's next? Oh, crap, they have mechanical. I don't have any elementals. I'm screwed. I better go level up some before I take this guy on. So
no, in the case of the mechanical boss, all I did was level two levels above her, come back, and there kick her butt. But it's great because you can see their level, and sometimes they jump by two levels, sometimes they'll jump by one, and you gotta go out and raise everybody's level.
And speaking of leveling, let me give you a quick lowdown on the tamer's pet levels, okay? So you're in Old World first, right? You have Eastern Kingdoms and Kalimdor, and they kind of parallel each other. If you're Alliance, you begin on Eastern Kingdoms. If you're Horde, you begin on Kalimdor. That makes so much sense now. Because we were wondering how they were going to do that in the beta, and it kind of works that way.
Definitely.
So you'll go to a certain point, you'll take on like three or four tamers in whichever side you are based on your faction, and then you'll unlock two big quests where you have to take down like five tamers in Kalimdor and five tamers in Eastern Kingdoms. And then after that you go to Outlands, and after that you go to Northrend, and then so on and so forth. But the leveling and the way the pets are leveled out from the tamers is very interesting, okay? So in Old World, it goes from 1 to 20.
That's a then you go lot to, of pet area to cover.
Yeah, it is. And then you go to Outlands from 21 to 24. And then you go to Northrend, Cataclysm, and Pandaria, and all the tamer's pets are level 25. Now, my thoughts on this, because I was kind of confused because, I mean, it's kind of, like you said, it's a big stretch. I mean, there was one point where I think, like, the last pet tamer I had was, like, 8, and then the next one was, like, 14. And I got owned, because I wasn't even close.
You know, were not prepared.
You are not prepared.
No, I was not prepared for that big jump. So, took me a little bit to catch up. But, you know, so you go all the way from 1 to 20 in Old World, and then you go to Outlands, and by the time you're in Northrend, you got 25. So, everything from Northrend and Cataclysm and Pandaria, which is like 4 tamers each, which is like 12 tamers, you're taking on level 25 pets. At first, I kind of questioned this, and if I was to ever interview Blizzard, I would have asked, you know, why'd you do it this way? But I think I understand it now.
Oh?
Yes. For people that don't own any expansions, right? They don't own Cataclysm or Pandaria, because Wrath is no longer an expansion. It is now a part of the Battle Chest. You can get to level 25 and take on level 25 tamers.
That's really awesome. That was very, very nice. I was confused about it too. I'm like, well, why isn't Old World 1 through 10 and then, you know, 5 levels for each expansion thereafter? Because then you can never hit cap that way. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you, those Northrend tamers, I mean, I know there are those of you that are like, no, this is too easy. Oh my goodness. Comic book nerd. You know, no, look, the Northrend tamers are eating me for lunch right now, okay? And yeah. I've got some work to do, but they're going to go down and I'm going to move on. But it is nice.
It's a good challenge. It's not the sort of challenge that makes you want to rage quit and I will never touch pet battles again.
Right. Unless you miss 10 times in a row and lose a battle that you should have won.
Or your entire team dies because you've thrown 50 crates and it still won't cage it. Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, but we love it.
We do love it. We love it to little bits. All right, so everybody, like we mentioned, the quest chain will tell you where to go and who to defeat. But at a certain point, you will be given a list of trainers to defeat. These trainers will differ from each other by about 2 levels is what I noticed going through the whole thing. The fun part is they also mirror each other. So if you have a level 15 boss over in Eastern Kingdoms, the same position on the list for the Kalimdor bosses will have the exact same level. Now, it won't be the same pet type, but it will be the same level. So that's really handy.
Let's say you have the dude in Hinterlands, and then you have the dude in Eastern Plaguelands. The guy in Hinterlands is going to have lower level pets than the guy in Eastern Plaguelands, because Eastern Plaguelands is a higher level zone. Yep. So that's kind of how you can tell what order to go in. And remember, when things are looking grim, you can always white flag your way out. Or forfeit your way out.
I swear it looks like forfeit.
Yeah, I actually use this a lot. Like, if I'm out trying to tame something that I want and I don't get it, I tend to just forfeit. Forfeit, start over. You know.
Yeah, if I'm done with the zone, I'm done with the zone. If I'm just trying to get that last pet, I'm just looking for him. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Team building.
So for this week's team building, we are talking about pet qualities, pet levels, and how to level your pets.
That's a lot of peas.
Okay. I know, right? So starting off, pets of higher rarity have better stats. The best pets to go for are the blue quality rare pets. Now, like we said earlier, you can get lower quality pets now and upgrade them, but if you can find a blue one, then you've bypassed all of that. So
we're not sure, again, we're not sure how you're going to be able to up the quality. But you're not going to want to jump through some massive hoops 50 times for pets. So if you can minimize future work for yourself or future costs, I say go for it.
Absolutely. And we might as well clarify this because I have had some confusion. The qualities are kind of reflective of what armor qualities are. So you have poor, which is gray, common, which is white, uncommon, which is green, and rare, which is blue. And so far, there is nothing past rare, which is blue.
Absolutely nothing. So,
save
yourself some work.
Right. Now that I've known about 5.1, I've been catching at least uncommon. I mean, do what you want to do. We're not telling you what to do, but don't be a noob. Just kidding.
And remember, higher level zones contain higher level pets. This means you cannot jump into pet battles as soon as you get into Pandaria. I'm sorry. It's really heartbreaking, but I know lots of people who are dying by trying.
You can't just go to whatever zone you want and collect whichever pet you want. Because there are a lot of people in Pandaria right now who haven't even begun pet battling who want those bandicoons. Too bad.
Yeah, we're sorry. But exactly. I've found that while I'm leveling, it makes it easier to build new teams as you progress. So if you're having trouble with a million mechanical pets, just go out in the zone. Get some more variety into your team. Switch it up a bit by grabbing the pets nearby. I've started like 3 teams since then. And it's been super fun.
Yeah, I've taken huge advantage of this because, like, okay, Goku, my Pandaren monk, is already level 25. Some of the other pets just aren't catching up very well that I started with. So when I get to a certain point, sometimes I'll just go into whatever zone has high-level pets and capture a bunch. And now I have a whole new team of high-level pets. You know, and speaking of this, while we're talking about pets and zones, I've noticed something very weird. And I don't know how the tech works. This is another question I would love to ask Blizzard. Because I went into Twilight Highlands because I was trying to find a magic-type pet. And I was trying to get one of those booger things. I don't know what they're called. Those little snot-looking, you know, slimy dudes. Like from Karazhan, you know? You know what I'm talking about? I forget what
they're called. Oh, yeah,
but, yeah.
The ones that look like the priest pet.
Yeah, those.
Yes, there's a magic I know what you're
type.
Talking about.
Yeah, there's a magic-type version of those. So I go out to Cataclysm, and I go out to Twilight Highlands trying to find one, and I never find one out there, because usually what I've noticed in the zones is you always have, like, a couple pets that are the visible creatures, right? Like, the ones you click on. Pandaria is full of bandicoons everywhere, but that doesn't mean that all you'll find are bandicoons and Quillrats, because along with those, their buddies are something else, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you can get, like, a fawn or who knows what, you know? But here's the thing. So I take on a bunch of, I forget what was out in Twilight Highlands. It's like a bunch of scorpions and stuff and just different things. And I would get the same 3 sequences of pets every time, right? So what it was is I would get
That's
a scorpion.
Crazy.
I'd get a scorpion gray, I'd get a skunk white, and then I'd get a black rat green every single time.
Dude, you glitched the matrix.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm just having the craziest luck, or if the way Blizzard has set this thing up is we've set up different team sequences that you have a chance of encountering whenever you take on that scorpion type that's running around out in the world. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So instead of you like having a chance of getting like this one and this one and this one, I think maybe, I don't know, just a guess, when you click on scorpions out in Twilight Highlands, there is a preset trio that you have a chance of getting. Rather than like, you might get one of these, and one of these, and it just depends.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Because I'm telling you, I got the same thing every time. I was getting frustrated. I just kept forfeiting. I'm like, I got the rat. He was green. Thanks. I'm done.
Thank you, but I only need one. Yes.
Right. So, I never got my snot monster. I gave up and went back to Panther. So, you remember earlier when we were talking about leveling pets?
Yes.
Well, we've also found another way to level pets. Well, at least this one dude has on YouTube. We will have a link in the show notes to this video. Oh, man. My brain is now farting. So.
Ew, gas. Huh? No, this is handy. Now, the catch from the video that he mentions is that you do have to beat all the tamers in Eastern Kingdoms and Kalimdor. So you still have to go through the pain of that one set. But you got to do that anyway to get your team up to get those Bandicoon kits. So either way, you're looking at a lot of work.
Basically what it is you have to go to Dragonblight Northrend, and there's a spawn point that has a bunch of birds. I can't remember the exact type, but they're not far away from the Wormrest Temple. There's like a stable master right there. And basically you just go and take on these birds. And you can just swap out your level 1 with your level whatever to take out the birds, and the level 1 will get all the XP. Plus bonus XP. So
a lot of bonus XP, I imagine.
Yeah, for it being difficult.
And finally, guys, as mentioned in this week's Aludra's Pets, yeah, I know you heard it, but just in case, the vendors are a bit racist. This means that, yeah, I know, this means they will only sell certain pets to certain races. It's crazy, but if you want that Jade Crane chick, you have to be a panda and talk to the pet battle trainer. And if you want a Gilnean Raven, you have to be a Worgen and talk to that pet battle trainer. And if you want the shore crawler, you have to be a goblin. Everything else is just common snakes, moths, dragon hawks, and that sort of thing.
Wow.
Yeah, so I found your Jade Crane chick.
Yep, I have one now too. I had no idea that it was connected to the fact that I was playing a Pandaren, so.
Yes, yes it did. I went and I booted up my old Worgen, who I haven't looked at since the expansion hit, and I got a Gilnean Raven.
I'll have to get my goblin out and do that. I have one goblin.
The goblin gets the shore crawler.
Yeah.
They're the only three with really special pets. Everybody else, like a Draenei, will get a blue moth. And it's like, well, I have a million blue moths. So I don't need another one. Thank you.
Right. Oh, good find.
Mm-hmm. And that wraps up team building. Let's go into our final segment for our very long, super awesome, yay, show, Pet Spotlight.
Pet Spotlight.
All right, Pet Spotlight. This is actually, sadly enough, our last segment about pet families. Aww.
Yep. We're covering our last 2 out of 10 this week.
Oh, it's the end of an era, Kephas. What are we going to rationalize from now on? What?
This also means that we've done over 5 shows.
Yes, it does. Congratulations, Mr. Kephas.
Thank you.
Well, Mrs. we said at the top of the show it was 7, so.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good point. Wow, 7 shows.
I know.
That's crazy. That means that when we do episode 8, it'll have been how many months? 4 months?
4 months.
4 months? What?
You have 4 months since the beta went live with pet battles, and we started playing them.
Wow, that's mind-blowing. Oh my gosh. Dude.
2 more shows after that, and it'll be 5.
5?
Before we know it, we're going to hit that 6-month mark.
I know, and then we're going to be old and doing commercials for old people.
No, we won't. Hey, I just had my birthday. I am not that old, you dork.
Yes. But this segment's getting old, so let's finish it. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Families 5, Dragons and Robots. Sorry, I didn't have a clever title this time, but let's start off with Dragonkin. Dragonkin would include Dragonhawks, Whelplings, and Little Terragosa, and others. Dragonkin are weak against humanoids. I know, because my parent Darren Monk has been whipping these Dragonkin. But they're resistant to flying.
Makes sense.
That's weird.
It makes sense. Because knights and stuff slay dragons.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But,
I guess the flying makes sense, too.
Yeah, because, you know, they're all part of the same family.
Yep.
So, you know, Bird doesn't really want to attack a dragon, because he's like, no, that's a dragon. He's cool. He's my buddy. Fine. Eh.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, dragon attacks do more damage to magic, but are weak against undead.
So dragons tear through magic, like it's... But undead's a different kind of magic. Undead is evil magic. You can't just tear through that.
You just can't touch the undead.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a dragon. So the Scourge would have whipped Deathwing, basically.
Well, they would. Scourge of numbers, so it's really hard to say. Lich King versus Deathwing, I'm not sure who would have won that one, because Arthas is a whiny brat, and Deathwing is, in fact, the Earth Warder. So...
It'd been interesting.
It would have been. We've seen Arthas versus Illidan, and that was a really cool fight. But I would love to see Arthas versus Deathwing or Illidan versus Deathwing, you know, seeing everybody kind of mix it up.
You know, what I'd like to see is the Mantid versus the Scourge. But, you know, anyways, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
Deadliest Warrior Warcraft Edition or something.
I would totally view that.
Yep. I've patented it. It's mine. Internet. So if you take it.
Copyright Kevis. Copyright Kevis. Right? Copyright Kevis.
Patent trolls are on your butt.
Patent pending.
Right. Dragons deal 50% more damage the next round after bringing the target's health below 25%.
Okay, so the target's below 25%, so the dragon gets an attack buff? That's pretty cool. Yep. It's not dependent on his health. Yeah, it's not dependent on his health. He's like, sensed the blood in the air and goes, oh, it's time to move in for the kill.
Yep. Here's my question. Let's say you're a dragon and you take down this guy's pet below 25%. What if he switches that pet out? Will he still get the attack buff on the new pet?
No, because that's the dragon's attack buff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So the dragon brings a pet below 25% health. He gets an attack buff.
No, because he has to bring it down to that point.
I know. He has. Brought it down to
that point. No. He gets it the next round after bringing the target's health. So switching pets will not make this buff transfer or anything.
Okay. So
yeah.
There's your way to cancel this out.
Yes. You got to switch your pet.
Yeah. If you're fighting a dragon and he brings you down below 25% health, switch your pet out. You've just nullified this passive. Good job.
Yep.
So those are dragons. Now, mechanicals. In my opinion, mechanicals are like the most overpowered things in the game, pet battle-wise. All right?
Yeah.
Mechanicals include mechanical anythings. Pet bomblings, little XT, whatnots. Mechanical pets are weak against elementals, but resistant to magic. Again, kind of separating the confusion between elementals and magic.
Yep. So, let me see. Weak against elementals means that... Water,
like
no, not water. Yeah, electricity, earth, in the gears, all that. You know, you throw elements at a mechanical, it's going to have a hard time. And we all seen this in computers. They get dusty, they get dirty. You know, you clearly can't overcharge them. So, yeah, that's bad. But resistant to magic, because magic really isn't going to hurt a machine. It's the opposite of a machine, magic. So...
Yep.
That totally makes sense to my brain. I'm sorry if it doesn't make sense to anybody else's.
Logic. Now, mechanical attacks do more damage to beasts, okay? But are weak against elementals. Now, here's that weird overlap again. Their attacks are weak to elementals. They also take more damage from elementals. So if you are a mechanical pet, you do not want to take on any form of elemental pet.
Oh, no. Whatsoever. No, that's murder.
Now, the mechanical passive is kind of like the undead passive. Mechanicals come back to life once per battle, returning to 20% health. And this is kind of OP in some cases. The undead passive is kind of the same thing. They come back, but they're actually immune for one round, and then they die. That's pretty cool.
So they're going to die.
Yeah, they're going to die. This guy doesn't die. He comes back to life with 20% health. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't have a mechanical pet that's high level, so I'm missing out on this. I need to get one.
It's frustrating because they also have that self-repair. So it can come back at 20% health. And if he can pop a self-repair, oh my gosh, you pretty much have to do the entire fight over again. And it screams overpowered. It really does.
Yeah. Seems like it. Seems that way. I mean, I'll put it this way. The most trouble I've had in pet battles has been with bosses that had mechanical pets every time. And I have a very strong elemental pets, too. And I've actually had mechanical pets destroy some of my elemental pets at the same level. So, I mean, they're awesome. Get your hands on some. Level them up. And that wraps up our very last family segment. We've covered all 10. I'm sure you're ready to take a test on this next week.
There will be no test. Kefis, we are not testing them. Because, honestly, I don't think I'd pass. And I'm battling all the time.
Test will be on the battlefield.
Yes, yes it will. And so hopefully you've been paying attention. And remember, you can catch all of them in our previous shows. And that's going to do it for us tonight. Wow, time just flew by, huh?
Oh my gosh, yes it did.
As always, if you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, too. Kefis is at TheKefis, and I am at Aludra_AIE. Our theme song is done by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane, that amazing mage. Thanks for listening!
Now I'm going to go level up a mechanical pet.
Yeah, me too.
Seriously.
This has been a Tin Cans and Shoestrings production.